T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sunwave Gas and Power Mets postgame show after a 5-3 Mets loss in Atlanta tonight. The highlights are brought to you by Smithtown Nissan. See FINA first at Smithtown Nissan. They're staying on top by keeping their prices at the bottom. Mets got a couple of men on with two outs in the top of the first against Max Fried. Back-to-back walks before Wilson Ramos ground out into a fielder's choice. Then the Braves took off in the bottom of the first against Zach Wheeler, swinging early in the count as Ronald Acuna Jr. at the first pitch of the game off the wall in right center field. Freddie Freeman then singled, putting Acuna at third and giving Josh Donaldson another chance to hurt the Mets. Donaldson's hit 26 homers this year. He's driven in 68th pitch. Hot shot up the middle, base hit to center. Acuna scores from third. Freeman advances to second. This top of the Atlanta lineup as good as any. The Braves have scored the second most runs in the National League this year. There was a fastball around the belt. Donaldson hammered it up the middle. And the Braves strike first. They lead 1-0. Josh Donaldson has hit over 400 against the Mets this year. And he drove in the first run of the game. Two batters later, Matt Joyce would drive in the second. No balls and a strike on Joyce. Infield is shifted to the right, the pitch. Joyce lines it toward the right field wall, and that's going to get down for a base hit. One hopping the fence around third. Freeman scores. Donaldson's on his way to third. Joyce will have a long single as he retreats to first, but he gives the Braves a 2-0 lead. A two-run, four-hit first inning for Atlanta. It finally ended with the bases loaded when Zach Wheeler struck out Charlie Culberson on a 3-2 pitch, and the Mets would get one back right away in the top of the second against Fried as Juan Lagares hit a two-out single. Then Zach Wheeler was hit by a pitch to give Jeff McNeil a chance. Fried's 2-1. McNeil lines it toward left. Coming in is Acuna, who played on a bounce, a base hit. Lagares rounds third. He digs for the plate. He'll score. Donaldson cuts the throw off and looks to second. But Lagares comes home. McNeil with an RBI base hit to left. And the Mets get one right back. It's a 2-1 Braves lead. So the Mets, who had scored at least four runs in 14 straight games, would fall a little short of that tonight. But they did put up one in the top of the second against Max Fried. They had base runners really throughout the night against Fried, but just managed that one run in six innings against the Atlanta left-hander. Meanwhile, Zach Wheeler could not keep the Braves off the board, and it was Fried who helped himself to start the bottom of the second with a double to left field. Even though Wheeler would retire both Acuna and Albies, he couldn't get by Freddie Freeman. 1-0. Breaks his bat, floats one toward left. Davis, a long run coming in. He won't get there. It's a base hit. Fried rounds third and scores. And a two-out broken bat bloop of a single off the bat of Freddie Freeman plates a run for the Braves. It's 3-1 Atlanta. Freddie Freeman's 96th RBI. He leads the league and didn't get a lot of that, but it was his 14th career hit against Wheeler in 26 at-bats. It was also tonight's chock-full of nuts turning point of the game. Listen to WCBS 880 tomorrow in the 8 a.m. hour during Sports with Brad Heller for your chance to win. If the 88th caller correctly identifies the turning point, they'll win a pair of Mets tickets. The turning point sponsored by Chock-Full of Nuts, New York's coffee since 1932. Braves ahead 3-1 at that point. And they would keep hacking away at Wheeler, who allowed a career-high 12 hits in this game. One of them in the bottom of the fourth off the bat of Ronald Acuna.
Ramos in, payoff. Acuna swings and blasts the ball to left field. Davis bends back late. He watches it go. Home run. Ronald Acuna Jr. launches his 34th big fly. Solo shot. 4-1 Braves.
Ninth homer this month for Acuna, and he would do it with the glove tonight as well. But first, Atlanta would get one more run off of Wheeler, an RBI double from Ender Inciarte in the bottom of the fifth. That would bring home Brian McCann. Five innings, five runs allowed by Zach Wheeler tonight. It was in the top of the sixth, and the Mets were trying to cut into that Braves lead with two outs. Todd Frazier doubled, and Juan Lagares would end up having a career night, but Ronald Acuna Jr. would spoil some of it on Lagares' third hit. It's 3-2 to Lagares. Breaking ball line, left side, a base hit. Frazier gets to third, he's heading home. Acuna's got a great arm, he fires to the plate. It's up the third base line, but it's still in time. Frazier is thrown out by Ronald Acuna Jr. and left. A one-hop throw pulled McCann to the left of home plate. Frazier slid to the right of McCann. And right now, the call on the field is out. Mickey Callaway is hoping that he can review this. And you can even say, Mickey, say, really? As if he was surprised that the call on the field is actually the right one. So the Mets will not challenge as Frazier is thrown out.
Todd Frazier gunned down. Ronald Acuna's seventh outfield assist of the year. He's had a couple, basically, in each position of the outfield. He's played left, center, and right. And he plays all over, and he plays everywhere well on top of what he does at the plate. And Frazier thrown out there, which ended up being a big play in this game because the Mets started to come back. Brad Brock worked a perfect inning out of the bullpen for the Mets in his second game as a Met. Brock Paint in the Corners, brought to you by Sherwin-Williams. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store or sherwinwilliams.com and learn how to make the most of your color with the very best paint. Luis Avilan and Jerry's Familia combined for a scoreless seventh. Familia struck out the only batter he faced, Charlie Culberson. And in the eighth, the Mets got back-to-back hits to start the inning against Shane Green. Wilson Ramos hit into a fielder's choice to move Pete Alonso to third. Alonso scored on a fielder's choice off the bat of Michael Conforto. But then, Todd Frazier would get a base hit off the former Met Anthony Swarzak, and Juan Lagares would make it a two-run game. Two on, two out, one ball, no strikes, the pitch. Cue toward the first base side. Freeman has it go by him. It ricochets toward shallow right field. Around third, Conforto comes home. Throw to the plate, not in time. Conforto scores, and the Mets have two here in the eighth. It's a 5-3 Atlanta lead. So the Mets run closer. Juan Lagares would end up with four hits in this game to tie a career high. But after that, Joe Panik pinch hitting, grounded out to end the threat. And then Mark Melancon will work a 1-2-3 top of the ninth, striking out both of the final two batters that he faced.